Health officials say they are treating a Washtenaw County resident for Lyme disease. They believe it's the first case to originate from ticks in that county and not from travel out west. What other places in Michigan might be at risk? And what about the Lansing area? To tell us more, we welcome MSU entomologist Howard Russell. Mr. Russell, welcome.
Good morning, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Some context for starters. Remind our listeners what insect is responsible for infecting people with Lyme disease.
Well, it's not really an insect. It's a tick.
And ticks are not insects.
Ticks are not insects.
Okay. They don't have six legs?
They're actually a mite. They have eight legs.
Very interesting. Okay.
So
I stand corrected.
There's only one species of tick that occurs in Michigan that transmits Lyme disease, and that is the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick, scientifically known as Ixodes scapularis.
Okay. Can you give us a size? How big is this tick, or small, as the case may be?
The females, of course, adult females are a little over an eighth of an inch long.
Okay. At what stage are they most likely to transmit Lyme disease?
From what I understand from the Michigan Department of Community Health, it's the NIMP stage that is most likely to transmit Lyme disease.
Okay.
Our ticks, all the ticks that I know of that occur in Michigan are what we call three-host ticks, so they have to feed on three hosts during their lifetime to reach the adult stage.
Oh, interesting.
And Lyme disease is not something that can be passed from the mother female tick onto her offspring. The larvae have to feed on an infected mouse, which in Michigan is generally the white-footed deer mouse, serves as the primary reservoir of the Lyme disease pathogen.
Well, what triggered this story here is the diagnosis of a case of Lyme disease in Washtenaw County, again, the first that originated from a bite in that county, according to health officials. Other people have contracted Lyme disease in Michigan, but it's typically been, often in the past at least, historically, it's been from travel out west. I know that started to change in recent years, but where does the deer tick live? Can you avoid it if you avoid certain areas?
Well, there are certain areas of the state where it's a lot more prevalent. The western UP has had high populations of deer ticks for the past few decades. Over the last 10 years, we've seen a general increase in the deer tick along the shore of Lake Michigan in the lower peninsula. And there is a certain percentage of those ticks that transmit the disease. And from what I understand from the Department of Community Health, there are locally acquired Lyme disease cases from the West Coast, those counties that border Lake Michigan from Berrien County all the way up to Traverse City.
But that raises an interesting point. Just because you're bitten by a black-legged deer tick doesn't necessarily mean it's carrying Lyme disease. It's not a done deal. Do we understand what percentage of the black-legged ticks actually carry the disease?
It probably depends on what location you're looking at. The last data I saw from the western UP suggested anywhere from 30 to 50% of the ticks carry the pathogen that causes Lyme disease.
Okay.
My guess is it's probably a little less than that along the coast of Lake Michigan, but still, it wouldn't surprise me. It's anywhere from 20 to 30% of those ticks carry the pathogen as well.
Well, Lyme disease is a terrible disorder. It's nothing to mess around with. Certainly, if you're bitten by a deer tick, it's best to be checked out by a doctor. What accounts for the spread of these ticks or the rise in the tick population?
No one knows for sure. They're picked up and they hitchhike on birds. And if you look at other states, and the deer tick is not the only tick that's increased throughout the lower peninsula. The dog tick, which is far more common than their deer tick, was relatively rare in the southern part of the lower peninsula 10, 15 years ago. But in that time, we've seen a general increase in that tick species, the American dog tick, as well as the deer tick throughout the lower peninsula. No one really knows why, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have had ticks in the past around here. If you look at neighboring states that have a similar climate, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and even New York, they've always supported, those areas have always had large numbers of ticks as well.
We are talking with Howard Russell, entomologist here at Michigan State University, about Lyme disease, and more specifically, the ticks that carry Lyme disease here in Michigan. Washtenaw County health officials say they are treating a resident for Lyme disease that was thought to originate in Washtenaw County. Previous cases likely originated from tick bites elsewhere, including out west. What do we do about this? Is there something that can be done to stop the spread of ticks or to reduce the infected number of ticks?
I don't believe there is. I mean, ticks are going to spread on their own as a matter of natural biology. They're going to move into new areas and spread as long as the climatic conditions favor their reproduction and their spread, then I don't think there's anything that people can do about that.
We hear about insect repellent. That seems to make perfect sense. What does insect repellent work against these infected ticks?
Well, the common insect repellent, the active ingredient DEET that you find in products like deep wood offs and cutters, isn't as effective as, say, permethrin, which is sold as specifically as tick repellents. And there are several advantages to permethrin over DEET. One, DEET has to be applied to the skin, has to be reapplied several hours to be effective. It's not really that great of a repellent, whereas permethrin is applied to your clothes, and it will remain effective until the next washing of a pair of jeans or a pair of shorts or whatever. And I guess that one of the things I'd like to share with your listeners this morning, Mark, is that tick inspections are really important. If you're in an area, if you've been in an area where you've acquired and found ticks before, it's really important to inspect everybody that's been in that area, including the dog, the kids, the wife, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And
visual inspection,
a tick check. We do them every summer up north.
Right, and because especially with Lyme disease, the pathogen, it takes quite a while to migrate from the tick through the mouth parts and into the person being bitten. So removing a deer tick within 48 hours of its attachment greatly reduces one's chances of actually acquiring the disease.
Important point. Just because you've been bitten by an infected tick, if you act promptly enough, you could mitigate the impacts.
That's correct.
Is it conceivable that if you spend all of your time in urban areas, let's say, are you pretty much guaranteed never to encounter a tick? I mean, are you only going to encounter a tick if you're out in wooded areas, that kind of thing?
I think it reduces your chances, but if it depends on what you consider urban and or nearby wooded areas. I know Fenner Arboretum has a fair number of deer ticks present in that area. Mm-hmm. Would you consider that urban or would you consider that wooded?
Right.
So you don't have to go far from the city to find deer ticks.
To encounter deer ticks.
At least in the Lansing area.
Well, here's another geographical question for you, Howard. Washtenaw County is not that far from Ingham County. You've said deer ticks exist in Fenner Arboretum. How concerned should we be about a rise in the tick population here in Ingham County?
Well, I don't think you should.
You're
be...
saying they're here already. So
that's correct. I removed them from my dog 5 years ago. I had a deer tick. I found a deer tick on my dog. My colleague found a deer tick on her dog that had been out to Rose Lake, recreational area out there. So, and I haven't really altered how I approach the outdoors. I certainly don't want people to stay inside because they're fearful of ticks.
Mm-hmm. I want to add, you're not a physician, you're an insect guy, but if you've been bitten by a tick infected with Lyme disease, what are the symptoms? When do you know you've got a problem?
Well, in half the people that are bitten, there's a distinctive rash that occurs called a bullseye rash, and it's pretty distinctive, but that's only half the people. And then there are flu-like symptoms, sore throat, aching muscles, fever, that are often associated with early onset Lyme disease.
So you may not have the bullseye rash, but you've still conceivably contracted Lyme disease.
That's correct.
Okay.
And because the nymphal stage is the one most likely to transmit the disease, and nymph deer ticks are very, very small, poppy seed size. Mm-hmm. It may not, you may not even realize you've been bitten by a tick because they're so small.
Can Lyme disease be treated with antibiotics?
Very successfully, especially in the early stages of the disease.
Okay. But it's still nothing to mess around with. The symptoms are awful. Virtually all of our listeners have heard of Lyme disease, but the symptoms vary, as you point out, sometimes are hard to diagnose. We spoke with a Holly resident, Eileen Craven, describe her son AJ's symptoms when he was just 7 years old. Let's listen to that.
He was a lot more tired. Things weren't clicking as quickly for him as they used to be. Most of it was that he was very pale. He had no color to his face, not even in his lips. And he was just tired all the time. He just didn't have any energy at all.
So clearly, nothing to mess around with here. I've spoken with people before who've suffered for years because of Lyme disease. We want to thank Howard Russell for his help helping us understand the insects that play the role here, the black-legged or deer ticks here in Michigan. I guess your best advice is to stay vigilant.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Howard.